Appendix. Sometimes in the shadow world of deceit, deception, and disinformation, a truth is wrapped in an apparent hoax. A hidden truth of an attack to come could be a warning notice. Or it could simply be a propaganda ploy to scare the American people. We are uncertain. We do know that A.Q. Khan's nuclear smuggling involved a far greater proliferation of nuclear technology and knowledge than had been previously expected. To this writer, the attack scenario looks like a long-term set of goals and strategy to guide Al-Qaeda's nuclear development efforts. The consequences would be so great if the attack plan was executed that we have little choice but to keep the alleged Al-Qaeda scenario on the table, despite our misgivings. A 10-kiloton nuclear bomb detonated near the White House, for instance, could kill about 100,000 people and pulverize downtown buildings. Thousands more could die from short-term and long-term radioactive fallout over a vast area. Assistance for surviving victims could be delayed for hours. These people are going to be on their own, said the University of Georgia's Cham E. Dallas. There's no white horse to ride to the rescue, one. Muhammad Al-Asukuf, interview 2002. Al Jazeera, what is the objective of the Al-Qaeda network? Al-Asukuf, to destroy the great Satan, that is, the United States and Israel. Al Jazeera, why? Al-Asukuf, the USA over the past 60 years has been impregnating, infecting, the world with its arrogance, greed, and malfeasance. It is the incarnation of all that is evil. The people of this planet don't deserve this torture. Al Jazeera, isn't this view somewhat one-sided? Al-Asukuf, no. One only has to observe recent events. The disrespect of the Kyoto Treaty, the case of the Permanent Court of International Justice, their inaction with regards to our Palestinian brothers, the financial greed and absurd speculations in third world countries, the complete indifference to other oppressed people and countless other situations which all of the world's leaders well know. And on top of all of that, the Bush doctrine of shoot first and ask questions later. This is an unacceptable abuse and will therefore have very grave consequences. Al Jazeera, but isn't the development and influence of America the fruit of its own competence? Al-Asukuf, competence in extortion, competence in subjugation, competence in lying. After the Second World War, the USA was the only industrialized country with its manufacturing infrastructure intact. Loaning money like a good loan shark, it ended up becoming a very rich and powerful country. However, its greed remained undiminished. Today, Americans live like Maharajas, wasting more than any other people, spending more than $80 billion per year just on gambling. They've lost any notion of spirituality and live in constant sin. With each passing day, the USA demonstrates that it doesn't know how to live with other peoples. For this, it deserves destruction. Al Jazeera, wouldn't it be easier to simply assassinate President George Bush? Al-Asukuf, in the first place, it would do no good, other than turning him into a martyr. When you face a powerful enemy, the best strategy is not to kill him, but to make him lose his leadership due to his incompetence and let him live to watch this unfold. Al Jazeera, does the Al-Qaeda network have the military capacity to make war on the United States? Al-Asukuf, if we analyze history, we will see that all great wars, before they were started, were based on previously established concepts of war. But if we observe well, we will see that these concepts and strategies came to nothing, since a new type of war was ultimately waged. An example is the construction of the Maginot Line by the French before the first Six-Second World War, which, in reality, proved to be completely useless against the invading forces. Aircraft carriers, nuclear submarines, and spy satellites will be useless in the next war. Al Jazeera, American authorities hold more than 1,000 people suspected of terrorism since September 11th. Won't this compromise Al-Qaeda's plans? Al-Asukuf, of those imprisoned, perhaps 20-30% belong to Al-Qaeda. Moreover, they are from the second echelon. We have more than 500 members in the first echelon and 800 from the second inside the United States. Al Jazeera, what do you mean by first and second echelons? Al-Asukuf, in the first echelon are Al-Qaeda members who have been in the United States for more than 10 years, many married with children. They have detailed knowledge of our plans and are just waiting for a phone call. They are also known as sleepers. Those of the second echelon have arrived in the last 5 years and have no idea of our plans. Al Jazeera, are even those who are married, with children, ready to die with their families? Al-Asukuf, yes, All of them are ready to die. Long live September 11th. Al Jazeera. What was September 11th to Al-Qaeda's overall plans? Al-Asukuf. As a general step, it was just the beginning. It was a way of calling the world's attention to what is still to come. Al Jazeera. How many members does Al-Qaeda have? Al-Asukuf. In the first echelon, about 5,000, in the second, about 20,000 all over the world. Al Jazeera. In the detention camp at Guantanamo, are there any members of the first echelon? Al-Asukuf. No, in fact, many of those there are not even Al-Qaeda members. Al Jazeera. How does Al-Qaeda intend to destroy the most powerful nation in history? Al-Asukuf. It's a question of logistics. Using its own poison, that is, attacking the heart of what they consider the most important thing in the world. Money. Al Jazeera. How so? Al-Asukuf. The American economy is an economy of false appearances. There is no real economic ballast to the American economy. The American GDP is something around $10 trillion, of which just 1% represents agriculture and just 24% represents industry. Therefore, 75% of the American GDP is service and most of this is financial speculation. For those who understand economics, and it appears that the American Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill, doesn't or doesn't see it, it's enough to say the USA acts like a huge dot-com, and dollars, strictly speaking, are its shares. Al Jazeera, how can you be so sure of this? Al-Asukuf, the value of a company's shares is directly proportional to the profitability of the enterprise. When a business is just a service provider and doesn't produce any durable goods, the values of its shares depends on its credibility. Which is to say that if the credibility of the USA were shaken, its shares, the dollar, would fall with incredible rapidity and the entire American economy would begin to collapse. Al Jazeera, how can you be sure of this? Al-Asukuf, on a smaller scale, it's exactly what large financial groups do to the countries of the third world to reap profits in 1 month that Swiss banks couldn't get in 4 or 5 years. Al Jazeera, so how will Al-Qaeda shock the American economy to this point? Al-Asukuf, by provoking a deficit of between $50 and $70 trillion, the equivalent of the United States GDP for 5 to 7 years. Al Jazeera, how will this be done? Al-Asukuf, with the destruction of the 7 largest American cities, along with other measures. Al Jazeera, by what means will this be done? Al-Asukuf, using atomic bombs. Al Jazeera, with all of the security in the USA, how, hypothetically, will these bombs be smuggled onto American soil? Al-Asukuf, they won't be smuggled in. They're already there. Al Jazeera, what are you saying? Al-Asukuf, there are already 7 nuclear devices on American soil which were put in place before September 11th and are ready to be detonated. Al Jazeera, how did they get into the USA? Al-Asukuf, before September 11th, American security was a fiasco, and even after, were it necessary, we could manage to smuggle bombs into the United States. They entered through seaports as normal cargo. Al Jazeera, how is that possible? Al-Asukuf, a nuclear device is no bigger than a refrigerator. Therefore, it can be easily camouflaged as one. Millions of cargo containers arrive in seaports each day, and no matter how efficient security is, it's impossible to check, search through, and examine each container. Al Jazeera, where did these atomic bombs come from? Al-Asukuf, they were purchased on the black market. Al Jazeera, from whom? Al-Asukuf, we bought 5 from the defunct Soviet Union and 2 more from Pakistan. Al Jazeera, how is it possible to buy an atomic bomb? Isn't there security? Al-Asukuf, before 1989 it was practically impossible. However, after fall of the Berlin Wall, the Russian army began a process of self-destruction and some high generals began to lose their privileges and therefore, highly susceptible to corruption. Even General Lebed, now deceased, and Hans Blix, the head of the Arms Inspection Commission of the United Nations, have stated this, notwithstanding denials by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Ivanov. Al Jazeera, how much does a nuclear bomb cost? Al-Asukuf, somewhere around $200 million. Al Jazeera, how did Al-Qaeda get this money? Al-Asukuf, we have numerous sponsors. Al Jazeera, who are they? Al-Asukuf, there are a number of countries which support us, and also numerous wealthy individuals. Al Jazeera, are all of these countries Arab? Al-Asukuf, no, There are some European countries as well which have an interest in the fall of the USA. Al Jazeera. Who are these wealthy individuals? Al-Sukuf. People who are also tired of watching the USA suck the wealth out of the rest of the world. Al Jazeera. Is Saddam Hussein one of them? Al-Sukuf. You could say that he's just one of the collaborators, through Abdul Tawab Mullah Hawish, his vice prime minister, and the person responsible for Iraq's arms program. Al Jazeera. Are these atomic bombs powerful ones? Al-Sukuf. The five Russian devices are from the old T-3 missiles, also are well known as RD-107s, and their potency is something around 100 kilotons each, that is, five times as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb. The Pakistan bombs are less powerful, somewhere around 10 kilotons. Al Jazeera. Can't the bombs be detected and disarmed by American authorities? Al-Sukuf. No. In spite of their age, they've undergone modernization and are well hidden. Even if they were found, they have auto-detonation provisions should anything get close to them. Even electromagnetic pulses would be incapable of deactivating them. Al Jazeera. Don't they emit radiation? Can't they be detected? Al-Sukuf. No. They are wrapped in thick leaden cases. Al Jazeera. A suspected Pakistani ship was recently searched and all that was found were lead bars. Does this have anything to do with the bombs? Al-Sukuf. Yes, however that lead was just an extra layer and was not essentially necessary. Al Jazeera. How will the bombs be detonated? Al-Sukuf. There are numerous methods, a cell phone, radio frequency, seismic shocks, or by timer. Al Jazeera. Once detonated, how many deaths will be caused by these bombs? Al-Sukuf. It depends, since our plans are very malleable. Al Jazeera. So what is the entire plan? Al-Sukuf. The beginning will be the detonation of a nuclear device, which will cause the death of between 800,000 and 1 million people and create chaos on a scale never seen before. During this chaos, two or three crops prayers that are now dismantled and stored in granaries, silos, close to little-used highways in the countryside will take off on suicide missions to spray two or three large American cities with smallpox. That means that once the smallpox has been identified, all airports and seaports will be closed by quarantine. Land borders will likewise be shut down. Not one airplane, ship, or vehicle will enter or leave the United States. This will cause total chaos. Al Jazeera. But the American government has guaranteed that within 5 days it could produce enough smallpox vaccine to inoculate the entire population. Al-Sukuf. There will be simultaneous suicide attacks against the vaccine production plants. Al Jazeera. Which will be the first city? Al-Sukuf. The first city will be that in which optimal conditions present themselves, for example, clear skies, and winds of 8 miles per hour or less in the direction of the country's center so that radioactive dust can contaminate the maximum possible area. Al Jazeera. Will this annihilate the USA? Al-Sukuf. No. But the process will have begun. Who will buy food products from the United States knowing they may have been contaminated by radiation? Who will travel to the United States knowing the possibility of contracting smallpox? Who will continue to invest in American institutions? Just as with the World Trade Center, it will be simply a question of time before the entire economic structure collapses and turns to dust. If our objectives are reached with one bomb and the smallpox, probably we'll save the lives of others. However, that's risky, unlikely, and it's probable that 6 more bombs will be detonated, 1 per week. And other attacks with chemical weapons will be carried out. Al Jazeera. How many innocent people will die? Al-Sukuf. According to estimates made by me and Ayman al-Zawahiri, somewhere around 15 million due to the atomic bombs and their radiation. Of those exposed to smallpox, 25% will die, approximately 5 million, and many more due to the ensuing chaos and disorder. Al Jazeera. What about the American military response? Al-Sukuf. There will practically be none. Even if 5 or 10 cities were chosen at random to be destroyed, that would still be a small price to pay. The problem is the economic despair will be so great that even economizing by not using arms unnecessary will occur, since the liquidity of American goods will be almost zero, and at that point the United States will make more selling its Nimitz-class aircraft carriers, which cost about $5 billion, to Turkey or Italy for $1 billion. Since the country will so urgently need to recapitalize, though it will be too late. Moreover, How will the morale of American soldiers be knowing that their entire families have died and their country no longer exists? Fight for what? Al Jazeera. And won't the global economy also be ruined? Ali Suqaf. In the beginning, it will be very difficult. A serious economic crisis will ensue. However, without the United States, the world will soon arise in a more just and fraternal manner. Al Jazeera and Israel? Ali Suqaf. As they say, it will be dessert. Al Jazeera. Does Bin Laden spokesman, Sulaiman Abu Ghaith, know you are giving this interview? Ali Suqaf. It was he and Bin Laden who suggested I give it. Al Jazeera. Osama Bin Laden is still alive? Ali Suqaf. He is quite healthy, alongside his commanders Mohammed Atef and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Mullah Omar. Al Jazeera. Aren't you fearful that Al-Qaeda's plans will be discovered? Ali Suqaf. The plan is ready in its countdown, and nothing can stop it. Al Jazeera. Not even if the United States asks forgiveness and changes its attitudes? Ali Suqaf. That won't happen, and even if it did, it's too late. Al Jazeera. When will the attack begin? Ali Suqaf. I can't reveal that. Allah Akbar.